The year 1948 was an interesting and momentous year in Southern politics. World War II had just ended, and the king of American politics, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, had just passed away in Warm Springs, Georgia. FDR had reigned omnipotently as president from 1932 to 1945. His vice president was an obscure, peculiar-looking Missourian named Harry Truman. Truman had been a haberdasher in Independence, Missouri, and had gone broke selling men's clothing. The legendary St. Louis Pendergrass political machine took Harry in and made him a United States senator. Harry was a backbencher in the Senate, to say the least. But FDR plucked him out of the Senate and made him his running mate. Roosevelt won the 1944 election overwhelmingly. Americans never unelect presidents in the middle of a war. Thus the saying, you never change horses in the middle of the stream. Truman settled into his obscurity as vice president. He'd often quote another vice president, John Nance Garner, a tough-talking Texan, who would say the office of vice president is about as useless as a warm bucket of spit. Roosevelt didn't even tell Truman about our scientists working on a project to create the nuclear bomb. However, it fell to Harry to drop those bombs on Japan, which ended World War II. Another famous Texas politician, Sam Rayburn, was Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. Mr. Sam ruled the House with an iron hand, craftily shepherding FDR's New Deal legislation through Congress. Mr. Sam had a private office tucked away in the basement of the Capitol. It was right under the House chamber. Old Sam Rayburn, the Speaker, would also refer to himself as the Chairman of the Board of Education. He'd invite aspiring congressmen to join him every afternoon at 3 o'clock for a Board of Education meeting. His cubbyhole Board of Education meeting would only hold about 12 to 18 members. Therefore, you knew you'd arrive when you received one of Mr. Sam's invitations to his 3 o'clock board meeting. Mr. Sam would promptly look at his watch at 3 o'clock, adjourn Congress, and stroll downstairs to his Board of Education meeting where they would enjoy bourbon and branch water. Since Harry really had nothing much to do as vice president, Mr. Sam extended him a standing invitation to his Board of Education meeting. Harry was a regular as they enjoyed their good Kentucky bourbon and Texas branch water. One April afternoon in 1945, Mr. Sam, Harry, and a dozen congressmen had about three or four libations under their belts, and the Secret Service came in and whisked Harry away to the White House. Roosevelt had died in Georgia, and Harry was sworn in as president. I'm not saying Harry was inebriated. However, he was probably a little dizzy as he unexpectedly became president of the United States. Harry Truman was elected an upset as president in 1948. He won despite the departure of the Deep South, which had been loyally Democratic. The South split off from the Democratic Party and voted for the Dixiecrat ticket led by South Carolina's Strom Thurmond. The split in the Southern Democratic ranks was due to the race issue. Truman had espoused and promoted a civil rights bill. The South revolted. Thus, 1948 was a pivotal year in Alabama and Southern politics. Thank y'all for listening.